Proclamation number 6186 of 9th of February, 1955. Power surge through God's address. When I speak to you humans, then strength flows to you, which is indescribably effective even if you don't feel it physically. For I only speak to the soul. I speak words which are helpful to your spiritual life, and the soul which is willing to listen to me feels it. The strength you receive is likewise of a spiritual nature, thus it can hardly be felt by the human being's senses, yet the soul matures, and in a shorter time the more often it lets me speak to it. And the fact that it is not so obvious to you humans is due to the fact that a perceptible benefit, a noticeable progress of the soul, could cause it to imitate me out of selfish motives, out of calculation, and would therefore remain unsuccessful. My word must be listened to of its own free will. The human being must be inwardly driven to it. He must long for my presence and only want me to speak to him out of love for me. He must not be stimulated by promises or successes which he can control himself, and his striving would be worthless for the soul. Yet you receive unmeasured strength, even if you as a human being cannot prove it, for my address is the expression of my strength of love, which therefore has to flow over to you. I can only tell you that your soul, which is touched by my strength of love, will be blessed beyond measure. For something spiritual flows down to earth in order to make it happy. But all these words would be empty words if the effect could not be recognized in the human being's nature, which is permeated by my spirit of love. Thus it can only be called a spiritual effect again, but does not cause a physical change, which would be visible evidence again, which I do not give because of the human being's freedom of will. But this is why so few people desire my word, because it does not bring them such benefits which they can see and grasp. This is why they lag behind in their spiritual development and only strive for what seems desirable to them, because it lifts their physical life. They lack love for me, which alone would make them desire my address. And thus they miss out on much, and their souls are starving. They are without strength and light, and yet could be so abundantly supplied with light and strength. But people's will is free. But I will never stop speaking to those who love me, and they will be allowed to receive much strength and one day be able to create and work in the spiritual kingdom, as is their destiny. Amen.